South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center in South Milwaukee. Leslie's our first reader.
Let me get my notes open. Okay, so South Milwaukee Performing Arts Council Corporation was the name of this, which gave me some pause, which I'll touch on. So they're in Milwaukee, an urban area. They are a 786-seat performing arts center hosted within a high school. So they share space with the school for the school's arts programs. It's a great use of space. I like to think of that as the Dunkin' Donuts Baskin-Robbins model. And how do you use it both ways? Mm-hmm. It was built in 2004 with a two-thirds vote in a referendum. This is from their history, but I think it showed strong community support for having such a facility. And it's also a rental facility. Not clear who's responsible for the rentals, if it's the high school or the South Milwaukee group. They counted load-in rehearsal and classes among their 500 annual events. I would encourage them not to include things like load-in as an event. There were 100 public performances serving approximately 30,000 people, 140 artists involved. And then it goes on to say 4,875 people directly engaged. So I'm not sure between the 30,000 and the 4,800 where they are. It's probably including outside organizations using the space is what I took away from that. They have a board of 6 women and 3 men. I will say I found this grant difficult to follow. I did not think it was well written, and it was a bit tough to assess. It's not clear, it was not clear to me if the Performing Arts Center and this Performing Arts Council Corporation are the same thing. Are they different things? Is one managing the other? Are they just two names for the same thing? I thought the programming was somewhat pedestrian with a few of higher quality, and I wasn't sure what was the difference between the presented series and all of the others listed in the brochure. I don't see 100 performances, so I think that's counting. There were mixed information in here. Sometimes they were counting an aggregate, sometimes they were presenting what they do themselves, and I struggled with that as a whole. Some of my other notes. There is a staff and a board. It's not clear who's deciding the programming. It's not clear which programs are for youth. Being based in a school gives them a huge opportunity to offer enrichment programs for the students, but it wasn't clear that that was happening. They listed some community partnerships, but not what they're doing. And the budget information was unclear. The budget is balanced. This is the note I made to myself. I have to go back and look.
Yeah.
But there was no detail, I felt. Did I miss something?
Somewhere I read that they get like $145,000 a year from the school district, and they are required to balance their budget and turn over any excess back to the school district.
Right. That's in here. The amount we receive for operating budget from the school district for the past 4 to 5 years has remained constant. The rest of the operating budget must come from earned and charitable income. We are required to have a balanced budget at the end of each fiscal year. Surplus monies are added to the district's general fund. That makes sense.
The 990 shows a $75,000 figure, which doesn't line up at all with any of the numbers that they're reporting.
Right. So it just in general, and I feel bad saying it, it's a confusing and somewhat sloppy grant application. The planning is not well described. There are 3 staff members and 9 board members. I didn't find it clear how the responsibilities were divided. Goals were not clearly articulated, and the evaluation was all observational. Those were my notes.
I'd echo a lot of what Leslie said, because a lot of my little scribbles on here were like the difference between the council and the staff, the difference between it. It was very unclear as to who was doing what and who was, you know, responsible. Because again, like with the rentals, it's like it looked like in the stuff that they were doing that the staff were doing the rentals. But again, I wouldn't 100% stand by that. Some of the programming, again, I was wondering, are these rentals that you're putting on your brochure or are these things that you're programming? Because I had a couple of things where they had mentioned that, like, it was a weakness because things weren't lining up, and I was like, well, did you program that or did somebody else program and put it in your building? Because sometimes that happens and then you end up with those questionable programming moments. There was a lot of names of the partnerships that they had and sponsorships and who was contributing. But again, it would have been nice to have more detail as to what those partnerships were. And I mean, if these were just small, like individual, contributions, to see that in the budget would have been helpful. Huge section. I just wrote reviews because they just put a lot of observational stuff in about how wonderful they are. What else?
Does that mean reviews would have been helpful, or they included support materials that showed that they were wonderful?
It was they included that for some of that. And I went back and forth with this through some of the applications where they had like these long bulleted lists of nothing but reviews that I was kind of like, that could have been in a support page instead of in your narrative.
And it's also in the support page, so
yeah.
We only need it in one place.
We only need it once, yeah.
The evaluation documents that they submitted were actually scholarship applications.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
So,
my final comment on this one would be, like, this would be an organization that I would be, like, they need to work with the Arts Board when putting together their application.
Right.
Because I think a lot of the organization and the writing would have been cleaned up.
Yeah, they also give scholarships to high school students. They listed that in their annual report. I would like to know more about that, where the money is coming from. Is that part of the money they're getting from the school? Is it there's a lot of opportunity for them to clarify who they are and what they do in relation to where they are and how the responsibilities are divided. That would be great to see them do.
I did make a note of the word council, which seems to be what they're calling their board.
So the application is for the South Milwaukee Arts Council Corporation.
Yeah.
And then they talk about the South Milwaukee
Performing Arts Center.
And it's that structure exists in other places. There are lots of, mm-hmm. community colleges who have their Performing Arts Center, and then the college has a funding foundation that does all the development for it. Which is great. You just have to, if that's what this relationship is, it needs to be explained so that they are very clear in who's doing what.
I don't have anything to add. I think the comments I heard are consistent with my observations.
Okay. Thank you. All right, then please score.